This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 3advent_sun_odd. 3advent Sunday Odd first posted December 11, 04. Isaiah 13:1-14. Oracle against Babylon. Hebrews 12:18-29. Mount Sinai and Mount Zion contrasted. John 3:22-30. John the Baptist's further testimony. Isaiah paraphrase. This is an oracle against Babylon which Isaiah saw. Raise a signal on a hill. Cry out to them. Motion with your hands to tell them to enter the gates of the nobles. The Lord is coming with his angels to destroy the whole earth. Wail, for the day of the Lord is near. As destruction from the Almighty it will come. Isaiah 14:6. Everyone will feel faint and filled with fear and dismay. Compare Luke 21:26. The day of the Lord comes with wrath and anger, to desolate the earth and destroy sinners. For the stars of the heavens and their constellations will not give their light, the sun will be dark at its rising and the moon will not shed its light. Compare Matthew 24:29-30. I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. Isaiah 13:11a. The arrogant and ruthless will be humbled. The Lord will make people scarcer than fine gold. The heavens will tremble and the earth will be shaken at the wrath of God on the day of his anger. Hebrews paraphrase, when God appeared on Mount Sinai, the people and even their animals were forbidden to touch the mountain under penalty of death by stoning. God's appearance was accompanied by fire, darkness and gloom, tempest, the sound of a trumpet, and a voice. Exodus 19:12-13, 16-19. The experience was so terrifying that the people begged not to hear directly from God, but rather through Moses as mediator. Exodus 20:18-19. Christians have not come to a relationship with God like that. We come to Mount Zion, the Church of God, the heavenly kingdom, and to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God, to a festival of countless angels, to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. Hebrews 12:23, where God is judge, and where the spirits of the righteous have been made perfect. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. The blood of Abel condemned us under the old covenant of law mediated by Moses. The sprinkled blood of Jesus is our salvation under the new covenant of grace through faith in Jesus. Ephesians 2:8-9. Take care not to refuse the call of God. The Israelites who disobeyed God did not escape God's wrath, and neither will we if we refuse to hear and obey God's word. God's voice shook the earth at Mount Sinai. Now God has promised one more time to shake not only the earth but also the heavens. Haggai 2:6. What is shaken will be removed so that what remains will be unshakable. Let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship, with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:28-29. John paraphrase, Jesus was in Judah southern Israel with his disciples, baptizing, and John the Baptist was baptizing out in non-central Israel, above Samaria along the Jordan River. John had not yet been imprisoned. John's disciples got into a discussion with a Jew over the Jewish purification ritual, and they went to John and told him that Jesus, to whom John bore witness that he was the Messiah, was in Judea baptizing, and that everyone seemed to be going to Jesus for baptism instead of coming to John. John told them that one can only receive what has been given him from God. John's disciples had acknowledged that John had said that he wasn't the Christ, but had instead been sent ahead to announce Christ. The one with the bride, the church, is the bridegroom Jesus. The friend John of the bridegroom rejoices at his coming. Likewise, John's joy is complete. John's role must diminish as Jesus' role increases. Commentary: Babylon represents the kingdom of this world. God has declared a day of judgment when he will punish the wicked. It is up his disciples, Christians, to warn the people of this world of the coming day of wrath, and to urge them to enter the gates of salvation through Jesus Christ the door. John 10:7-9. Isaiah's vision is of the day of judgment, which Jesus affirmed Luke 21:26. Matthew 24:29-30. Jesus has promised to return to judge the earth. Matthew 25:31-46. Now is the time to receive Jesus and be saved. See God's plan of salvation. Sidebar, top right, home. Jesus is the sacrificial offering whose blood cleanses and purifies us from sin. Jesus is our mediator and advocate, who makes peace between ourselves and God. Apart from Jesus, we are like the Israelites before God at Mount Sinai. We are condemned to destruction under God's law because all have sinned and fall short of God's righteousness. Romans 3:23. Jesus is God's only provision for the forgiveness of our sins, disobedience of God's word, and our salvation from eternal condemnation and destruction. Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Those who trust and obey Jesus will receive eternal life in the heavenly Jerusalem. Matthew 25:31-46. We will be in God's presence without fear of condemnation because we have been cleansed and made perfect by the blood of Jesus through His indwelling Holy Spirit. God has warned of the coming day of judgment. God calls us to repent and come to Jesus for forgiveness and salvation. We are warned not to refuse this call. John the Baptist was commissioned by God to call people to repent and to turn to Jesus for forgiveness and salvation. His job wasn't to make followers of himself, his job was to prepare them and point them to Jesus. Likewise, Jesus' disciples are to call people to repent and to point them to Jesus. We are not to make others disciples of ourselves, we are to make them disciples of Jesus Christ, who in turn, led and empowered by the Holy Spirit, will make others disciples of Jesus Christ. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23. Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.